This episode is brought to you by USAA Insurance. USAA Homeowners Insurance not only helps you cover your home, it also helps you cover your budget, lower your premium in a number of ways, like saving up to 10% when you bundle home and auto insurance, saving up to 15% if you've been claims-free for 5 years, regardless of your previous insurance provider, and scoring even more deals and discounts on things like home security, moving, and storage with the USAA Perks program. Tap the banner or visit usaa.com/homeowners to learn more and get a quote. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Netflix. Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Seven-time world champion and modern-day legend Tom Brady, the greatest of all time, finally gets roasted. Hosted by Kevin Hart, Tom Brady gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the roast of Tom Brady live only on Netflix.
Welcome to the Fantasy Footballers Podcast with your hosts, Andy Holloway, Jason Moore, and Mike Wright.
Welcome in.
Well,
well. Friday, the Fantasy Footballers. That was a reaction to the low scoring affair from last night.
I hope you bet the over.
Oh, I did. And I am happy. Yeah. I should get bonus. Like, you should get a bonus if you bet the over.
If you double it?
And you double it.
No, your bonus is retracted as you immediately were like, I've made a huge mistake.
I did think that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet the over.
And so you just get your winnings.
I bet the over a couple days ago when it was 34, and I didn't know that, you know, we thought Jacobs might be out, but we thought Keenan would be in. And then these players start dropping, and then we're like, there's no way we'll get 84 points, right? 84. That means they beat the over by 50, right?
Wow.
They beat the over by 50 points. So the Raiders, 63. The Chargers, 21. Jason had some good analysis on this game, fantasy-wise.
Oh. Yeah, basically, here's at the end of the day, the players that were good were Easton Stick, Aiden O'Connell, Zamir White, Jacoby Myers, Brandon Bolden.
Don't forget about Trey Tucker.
Oh, I'm halfway through.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Trey Tucker, Michael Mayer, Joshua Palmer, Quentin Johnston, everyone but Austin Eckler. So, yeah. I mean, it's insane. Every single player on both sides, even if you were terrible. I mean, Easton Stick couldn't have been worse. Wonderful fantasy game. Absolutely outstanding. Three touchdowns.
What Charger was most likely played last night?
Oh, that's Austin Eckler.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that you played, he got six carries.
He also got four receptions.
I apologize, five carries.
And, yeah, I mean, I guess I don't want to just be rubbing it in, but it's like the points you got from Eckler in the second half, count your blessings on those. So like,
do you see him marking his big first down that he got in the second half and they were down 63-7?
Because, like,
or 55-7 or whatever it was.
After the first half when it was 42-0, do I have that right? It was around there. And the fact that Eckler even
saw the field
to get more opportunities is like, okay. The fact that Eckler didn't finish with a point, I know that doesn't bring any warm, fuzzy feelings that you got six or I think it was about 6.5 point scoring format, but
it could have been
way worse.
I found myself very thankful that we pushed for the Raiders defense to be started. The Raiders defense forced five fumbles, scored two touchdowns. Unfortunately, I faced them in two of my six playoff leagues. Those matchups feel done.
Yeah, see you next year.
They feel over.
They're not done.
They're not.
But it, like, that is, you know, one player, any one player can have a great game and still lose. It's just really
29 points.
It's extra
in one of the leagues
when it comes from a defense. When a defense or a kicker ends up with one of those crazy 25 point weeks, that's usually a death
nail. I was complaining about it before the second interception for a touchdown, and then it got worse. And then I looked at the clock, and there's 12 minutes left. So all I was waiting for was a third touchdown. But no, Jason's right. I mean, if you played somebody, look, I said I dropped Joshua Palmer. If you got halfway through this game, you're like, thank goodness. And then a 79-yard touchdown. Broken coverage.
I think it's probably the best for you that you dropped him so you don't look at that and be tempted into next week.
Well, right now we have Brandon Staley still the coach.
Yeah.
They probably have a plan to move on from him after the season that doesn't involve firing him now. I feel like if you fired him now, there's more hope for some of these offensive players to be playing inspired or with an interim coach like Keenan Allen returning to this dumpster fire. Like, if I'm Keenan, I'm taking another week or two off.
Yeah, I'm getting to a hundo.
Yeah.
For sure. Also, Jason, I saw you tweet it. We had the exact same thought.
The Vikings defense?
How good are the Vikings?
We've been saying the Vikings defense is legit, but they just shut this team out 4 days ago. 4 days ago, they shut them out. They couldn't score a point. And then all of a sudden, 4 days later, against the Chargers, Aiden O'Connell can do no wrong. Well, O'Connell could do no wrong.
He could have thrown more touchdowns.
He only threw four.
Jacoby Myers threw one. That was a real knife twist for me.
Yeah, you are playing in our league of record. You have Devontae Adams. Congratulations.
Thanks.
You are playing against someone who was forced to play Jacoby Myers, who threw the touchdown to Devontae Adams.
The worst part was I was complaining that Adams hadn't scored a touchdown. Everyone else had. And someone said, oh, he finally got his. I'm like, yeah. Then I went and looked, and it got thrown to by my opponent. It was a heck of a wild game. Nothing we expected. Now, Jason, I saw you did have some comments as we put a bow on this about Al Michaels. And did your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to bury the man, but he's my all-time favorite broadcaster.
Sure. Okay.
The most buttery, sultry voice.
He's great.
Some of the
he's
most famous
great.
Calls. A great sense of humor, willingness to point out things that are,
more bravado to come out and say something's wrong.
I mean, the dude is asleep at the wheel. Like, just let's sunset. Let's move forward, because it's just like it's so boring. And there was enough opportunity in this game for excitement. It's just such a boring call now. Yeah.
Fantasy people, like, that was a fun game. The last bit of advice I'll give here is just take a peek at your waiver wire. Perhaps the Buffalo Bills or the Denver Broncos are on your waiver wire, and they will be playing the Chargers in the upcoming weeks.
Yeah, that was a catastrophe.
I have to imagine that the team will bounce back in some way after this performance, but that team quit.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly seemed like a team that was not they don't get an A for effort.
No.
All right, it's Friday.
Foot Clan Friday.
Every Friday we give $100 away, $100 gift card to fantasychamps.com to a supporter of our show, a member of the Foot Clan from jointhefoot.com. Today's winner, Nick Licata. Nick, congratulations. You have won. Use your winnings wisely. Go and purchase a ring or a trophy and flaunt it.
'Tis the season.
Yes. Into the news.
News and notes from around the league. Presented by USAA Insurance.
All right, let's try to get through this pretty quick. We got a lot of matchups to get to. Alexander Mattison ruled out.
Okay.
Justin Jefferson officially questionable, expected to play. DJ Moore returned to Bears practice. He's good. Tyreek Hill, Devon Achane. Red alert here, especially on the Achane side.
Yeah, I'd be more concerned about Achane.
Neither of them practiced on Thursday. I believe Tyreek Hill is very, very committed to 2,000 yards. So I think that will, if you know, in the team's interest, can they beat the Jets without those two guys? 100%. So when you talk about matchups, like there are certain matchups you face.
They can also lose to them.
They made this decision with Achane 2 weeks ago. They sat Achane down. He was questionable going into the week. They were playing the Jets, and they didn't play him.
I think they view Achane as a player they need in the stretch run. Their offense is significantly better when they have Achane, despite how great Raheem Mostert has been. Achane provides something really important for them, and they could beat the Jets without him, but they can also lose to the Tennessee Titans last week with him. And their stretch run coming forward, if you're unaware, the Dolphins, they play the Jets this week. I know it's an 8.5-point spread. I said yesterday on the matchup preview, that would be my almost upset. I could see the Jets making that a competitive game. Then Dallas, then Baltimore, then Buffalo. That's how the season finishes.
That's exactly why you shouldn't play Achane if you're them. Because of those games. Rest.
Maybe, yeah.
So he didn't practice again. So this is not, it was not a rest day for Devon Achane. Their head coach came out and said, for both players, they're unknowns as to whether they'll be available, and we will monitor it closely. We have the Injury Blitz podcast.
I would, if
which comes this afternoon on jointhefoot.com. Matthew Betts, our injury expert, will have the latest news.
If I'm an Achane manager, I am picking up Jeff Wilson, because I think Jeff Wilson will be an okay play, as you know, he'll be the 40% of a timeshare against the Jets' bad run defense.
Okay, C.J. Stroud didn't practice. Nico Collins didn't practice. Chris Godwin didn't practice. I don't think Godwin is looking very good for this week, and he probably wasn't in your lineup anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Stroud and Nico not practicing on Thursday, that's not great.
Yeah, for Stroud, if you're not progressing
getting
through...
Getting at least limited.
Yeah, when you don't see the progression through the concussion protocol, then you could be pretty confident you are not clearing it. So I see Stroud as out because he's not progressed at all.
A.J. Dillon, broken thumb, did not practice on Thursday. Aaron Jones remained limited. Christian Watson didn't practice. Quick thoughts on those three? Who will be out there?
I mean, Jaden Reed and Romeo Doubs seem like good plays this week. It's a pretty nice matchup for both players and the passing game. I talked about yesterday. I like Jordan Love. And if they don't have these other weapons, that consolidation of where the ball's going to go is valuable for fantasy.
Brian Robinson remained sidelined on Thursday.
Okay.
We did the research into the comments. The comments were all from Ron Rivera saying we expect him back at practice. It was interpreted by another source as expecting him back for the week. It was all about practice. Haven't seen him at practice. Definitely in jeopardy of not playing.
Yeah, the matchup's not great, but Gibson will...
And Rodriguez.
Yeah. But if they're both there, you're picking up Gibson, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Isaiah Pacheco didn't practice again on Thursday. That seems like an unlikely start.
Yeah.
Chris Olave did not practice again on Thursday due to the ankle. Rashid Shaheed was limited, could get him back this week. Hollywood Brown returned to a limited practice on Thursday.
That's okay. Goodness.
And the Deucers are going to let us know if they hear anything updated, especially from the East Coast practices as we record the rest of the show. That was today's news and notes presented by USAA Insurance. Learn more at usaa.com/insurance.
Fantasy Forecast.
Yesterday, we covered the Vikings, Bengals, Steelers, Colts, Broncos, Lions, Bears, Browns, Buccaneers, Packers, Titans, Texans, Jets, and Dolphins. So if you want to hear the breakdowns of those games, just click on yesterday's episode.
Which you should have already listened to.
Ooh.
Yeah, we really prefer you listen in
order.
Was
that a scolding, Mike?
No, nope. That was just a...
It's educational, too.
Yeah. It was just a stern warning.
Watch yourself.
Be careful what you click on.
Never miss an episode, ever, or I will find you.
Yeah, Mike does spend most of his weekends.
He holds on to his revenge really well.
Mike is a grudge holder.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. I'm working on it, I'm getting even better.
Yeah, I was going to say, the only working on it you're doing is you are now impressing me even more. Like, I don't know, we're like 2 weeks or 3 weeks removed from the trade deadline when you didn't get any compensation for Michael Pittman.
Uh-huh.
You're still tracking what team's performance that turned you down would have been if they had traded for Michael Pittman.
I may or may not have DM'd your opponent earlier this week saying, oh, man, Michael Pittman, wide receiver 11, sure look good on your team right now.
You did?
You're darn right I did.
You sent me your analysis. I didn't know you had DM'd him directly.
Oh, my goodness.
Dude, you should set up a website like regrets.com. All the what could have been. That's funny. That means Jason's still going to hear about it. All right.
No, he's already paid the ultimate price. He would have been in the playoffs.
I would have. That's the worst part. Is it's not like, oh, maybe. No, I would have.
The Kansas City.
I have Josh Downs. I can't possibly trade for Michael Pittman.
Oh, my gosh. Jason wants to punch you.
I unplugged his laptop.
Oh, man. You're,
yeah, now,
hour and a half
in a couple
from now,
hours, your battery will be dimmed. Gone.
All right, let's start here. The Kansas City Chiefs, 8-5, take on the 3-10 New England Patriots. The DraftKings Sportsbook line, Kansas City -8. The over-under is 37. This is by far the lowest over-under in the Patrick Mahomes era. It's not been good for fantasy purposes for Patrick Mahomes. Here's what I will say. They're facing New England, who's been a very good defense. They're coming off a game that was an embarrassing loss and all the emotions. Reed is pretty good after a loss. But I feel backed into Mahomes in a certain league. Like, I missed out on Stafford, which sounds crazy to say. But I missed out on picking up Stafford to play over Mahomes. And this morning I'm going, Jason, I need upside. Is it Mahomes? Is it Russell Wilson? Like, these are real questions.
And we decided Mahomes over Russ. Russ doesn't really have the upside. But when you are having that level of
question.
Yeah, question about Patrick Mahomes for the first time ever, and it's completely legitimate. You know, this is a matchup where, first of all, he hasn't had a ton of big blow-up games. His floor is much lower. His receiving core has not gotten it done other than Rashee Rice. Travis Kelce's lost a step, and it's a bad matchup with a low over-under. So I think there are other options. You know, like if you faced the Raiders defense, so you were like, I need a big explosive option. That's where it's like you could make a pretty compelling argument for like Sam Howell over Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, and that's a tough thing. And Mike, maybe you have some thoughts, but like, if you got Raiders last night,
right?
Try to have a measured response to that, because if you pivot every quality player for a high ceiling chance, low floor chance, you could undermine your comeback as well. So you have to find the balance, right? You don't want to just try to throw in a bunch of dart throws to survive. Like, you can chunk that back. Like, obviously, mm-hmm. a couple players on your opponent that aren't the Raiders can have dud games and you're right back into it. It just feels bad right now. So don't overreact.
In the last 7 weeks, how many times has Patrick Mahomes hit the very low bar of 20 fantasy points?
Well, this is not going to be good.
20, just 20.
And then how many weeks?
The last 7 weeks.
I'm going to say 2.
I'll go 1.
Mike is right. Andy, you doubled it. One time has he hit 20 points in the last 7 weeks.
It's very easy to see.
Passing.
You're not going to have Pacheco, so you're not moving the ball on the ground as well. You have one true, reliable receiver in Travis Kelce who will be the Patriots are going to focus on him. So now you're just telling Patrick Mahomes, go have success with Tony and Watson and MVS and Rashee Rice and score enough fantasy points with those guys. Like, you can make a play. You can score a touchdown. But it's really hard to pile up 3 or 4 if you don't hit the big play. Like, Patrick Mahomes' history is hitting the big play. And that's just not been there. So do I think they win the game? Yeah. Do I think you get huge fantasy production? I wouldn't count on it. McKinnon, Clyde, both will split the opportunities. And you're hoping you end up with the touchdown. It'll probably be one on the ground between the two. Good luck making the choice. I mean, McKinnon has got the, if you're in a PPR league, that's got to be your pick.
And he also seems to be the preferred back when they get inside the 5 or so. And it wasn't just this week. I mean, we had seen that when the season opened as well. So I lean McKinnon over. If I'm picking between the two, I lean McKinnon slightly, but not like a fist pump of confidence.
And Rashee Rice is in the start category for sure. On the other side, Demario Douglas, out of the concussion protocol, should play. Devontae Parker is limited. He missed last week. Juju had the big game. Do you care? Matter.
No, I don't care about Demario Douglas.
Do you care about Hunter Henry at all?
I don't care about Hunter Henry.
You want nobody.
No, that's not true. I want Ezekiel Elliott. Okay. I think Ezekiel Elliott's a good play. Over the course of the season, the Chiefs haven't been stout at stopping the run. Their passing defense is better than their rushing defense. Zeke is going to probably get at least 5 targets and 15 carries. If you're telling me a player gets 20 opportunities, they're in my lineup.
Okay. Anything else from this game you guys want to discuss?
No, I think that's it.
All right. The New York Giants, Tommy DeVito, 5-8, take on the 6-7 New Orleans Saints, division leading, right?
Are they?
No. I believe it's Tampa.
The Bucs are up.
Oh, that's
they're
right.
Tied.
Same record, but yeah. DraftKings Sportsbook line, New Orleans -5 at home, over under is 39.
It's a good DST to play.
I'm seeing a picture of Jason Moore from the show where he had to wear,
the
fedora from Fedora Week. And he looked very much like Tommy DeVito's agent.
He does.
Yeah.
So how encouraged were you by the offensive performance by the Giants, and how are you viewing their starting options this week?
I think there's a lot of optimism around the Giants that is probably unfounded. I know that the Giants fans aren't going to want to hear that. You've won three games in a row. You've got Danny DeVito at quarterback who's won those games. But those games were against the New England Patriots, who have – they're one of only two teams eliminated from the playoffs already, against the Washington Commanders after they got rid of their defensive line. Last week was a surprising good win against the Packers. So but that was coming off of a bye while the Packers are traveling across the country. I just don't believe that this roster is very talented, and I think that the New Orleans Saints in the Superdome have a very good defense. So I am not expecting a fourth win here for the Giants, and I'm not expecting huge fantasy production. You can't start a single. There's no wide receiver you could reliably choose with confidence to start on the Giants.
Wandale, if I had to dart throw it, it would be Wandale.
Yeah, because he had PPR targets last week.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know.
But it was high at the week before.
Right, exactly.
You just play Saquon, right? And you just close your eyes and hope it works out?
That's it for the Giants. I mean, you pay attention to Waller if he's active, but I still don't start him.
You don't?
I don't think so. If I'm in the playoffs, I imagine I've got
I've seen questions coming through. I mean,
maybe you do, maybe you don't. But the Saints, the last 6 weeks, 32nd. Against fantasy tight ends.
Well, I guess, I mean, look, I would play Isaiah Likely over him. And I think that's the bar, right? Because everybody above Isaiah Likely in my...
Dalton Kincaid was the question I got. Dalton Kincaid.
Ooh,
or the Waller.
I would play Dalton Kincaid.
I went with the higher over-under in Kincaid on my answer as well.
This is a low
over-under. This is one of the most inefficient offenses in football on the other side in New Orleans. So you have two inefficient offenses with a 39-point over-under. The Giants' defense can have big performances, and I don't have any trust. I mean, if Olave is out, you're talking about Derek Carr trying to move this offense. You obviously play Kamara. I mean, that's a lock, but like Taysom Hill's supposed to be back. It'd be a nerve-wracking start. If Olave was out and Rashid Shaheed was back, should he be spot started?
I think it's a bit of a prayer, but it makes sense.
He likes Shaheed. I'm telling you, he really does.
He likes him. Did you see all the gifts?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, Santa Claus, Derek Carr came through.
Derek Carr gave gifts away to everybody, it's offensive nice. Linemen, wide receivers. But the funniest part was he gave, I think, Rolexes to two wide receivers.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And it was Olave and Shaheed, and then the rest all got
bodied. Michael Thomas.
Michael Thomas. He said he's.
You think Derek Carr didn't see the social media stuff?
He knows.
I would have gave him a lump of coal.
Yeah. So he's like. You know,
giving him what's his injury, like an ankle brace or something? Here's a nice one.
Go rest up. One of those fancy copper lined ones.
Oh yeah.
So
it's gonna heal you.
So we're okay. If Olave's active, you're putting him in.
Yeah.
And then Kamara, and then Taysom Hill is just really risky. I'd play Isaiah Likely over him.
Yeah, I mean Taysom Hill is more where you could argue Darren Waller or Taysom.
Yeah,
Taysom
I would play. I'd try Waller because I'd be looking for a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, quick break. Back with some more matchups. Hey, Foot Clan. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How is it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? Maybe sometimes those events make you feel drained. Maybe they make you feel like you're bursting with energy like Papa Josh. But you might not know why it's at that level. Maybe it's not enough boundaries set up and you're just doing too much. Maybe you get less social in different times of the year or you're working too much. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. Look, we live in the era of hurry, hurry, hurry. And social gatherings, they pick up and then you are burnt out. So you got to figure it out, and therapy can help you figure out that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery so you can enjoy it. And when you are feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to recharge and take care of yourself. I highly recommend that. All you have to do is give BetterHelp a try. Fill out a brief questionnaire. Get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch them at a moment's notice. There's no extra charge for switching therapists if you didn't find the right one. And you can find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/footballers today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/footballers.
This episode is brought to you by USAA Insurance. When you're a homeowner in the military community, peace of mind is priority. And USAA Homeowners Insurance is the award-winning service to give you just that. If you have to file a claim, the process is transparent and easy. You can do it all right in the USAA app, and replacement cost coverage comes standard. That means damaged items are repaired or replaced, even if they cost more today than they did when you bought them, which could put your wallet at ease to tap the banner or visit USAA.com/homeowners. to learn more and get a quote. Restrictions apply.
Brooksy, did you have anybody in last night's?
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
So in the matchup last night, Mike versus Brooks. Mm-hmm. I just want to know who had what. Oh, Adams.
Yeah.
He had Adams.
Devonta.
And you had nothing?
Correct. I had, it was.
Which means you have nothing points-wise, and he's got 20?
Yeah, he had Adams, but. The team of destiny.
Oh yeah,
Devontae Adams versus Austin Eckler. So
man, that's such a shame now, for our opponent.
For a team of destiny, let me just say one thing: you've won 3 championships in this league.
In a row. Consecutively.
Yeah, that I obviously, you know, I'm obviously not in that league, so that makes sense.
You keep trying to get in.
Yeah, you've been trying.
I've been trying to be the co-manager of whoever's got the best team to try to beat you. But let me just say this: for a team of destiny. With such, like, you've been there. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the perfect example of, like, you have won championships. Mm-hmm. You're very surprised by the outcomes weekly. Like, you, for a team of destiny, you're like, honestly, you're like, very surprised that it happened.
Destiny surprises me all the time.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. When have you been on the road of destiny and had it not surprised you?
How untraceable the paths. You know, it's like,
stay humble, man.
I don't know thank you, Mike. We are humble. We are humble.
Humble, humble, humble.
Yeah. Humble, humble, humble.
Yeah.
Humble champ, humble champ, humble champ in a row. You know, so.
If destiny knows you're getting too high on your horse, it'll knock you down.
Yeah. We stay low.
I just feel like the definition of destiny is you know what's going to happen.
No.
Destiny is just.
Right, Brooks?
Destiny is just means.
Let's check it out. Well,
what is going to happen is going to happen.
Yeah, we know what's going to happen. We just don't know how it's going to happen.
Oh, so you get surprised by the how.
Yeah. I'm surprised on the way. I can't wait to find out how.
Right. It's the adventures along the way. I know we're going to slay the dragon.
Right, but like...
But who's going to do it?
How?
I don't know.
Yeah, what weapon will you use? Yeah.
Honestly, I...
And the weapon is often...
Oh, it's a nasty boy.
Nasty boy.
Yeah, it's just... Sometimes it's a roundhouse kick.
Who was the Washington Mander running back that got you a title?
Oh, Jarrett Patterson.
Yeah, he was in our championship week lineup, baby. Along with, I believe we've done it with Justin Watson.
Hassan Haskins.
Superstar.
Kyle's in the building today.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
I feel like I neglected to announce this. Kyle, what's going on?
I hate their team so much.
You're in that league.
Yeah, Kyle, are you
going
to knock us?
That explains a lot.
Are you going to knock us out of the playoffs?
I won't be knocking him out this year.
Oh,
is he not even in?
Wait.
Is he not in?
What?
Did you miss the playoffs? Kyle.
Last week, I got kicked in the pants.
Mm. Yeah, he got from division leader to out the playoffs.
In 1 week?
Yeah.
And did you face Zamir White last night in one of your other leagues?
I'm getting destroyed, people. I'm just getting annihilated.
He told me he was in a league where the only way he could lose the bye week was to lose his final 4 games. What happened, Kyle?
I've lost 4 in a row.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for visiting, Kyle.
Yeah, just you're not going to like what happens on the pickleball court either. Atlanta at Carolina, the 6-7 Falcons against the 1-12 Panthers. DraftKings Sportsbook line, Atlanta -3. The over-unders, 33.5.
Ooh, that's not good.
Hey,
that's not good at all.
Guys, last night, just remember what happened.
Yeah, the 84 points on the way. Desmond Ridder, Bryce Young, Ridder last week, balled out.
I'll go no and no.
He's done that before. Yeah, that's a no and no. Bijan Robinson, of course. Get him in there. He could be a league winner. What do you do at the running back position on the other side?
It's definitely Chuba. I mean, the last 3 weeks, the opportunities are awesome. The problem is the matchup is not very good. The Falcons have been shutting down the run recently. I think this is a volume play that you could put in your lineup. It's more of like a running back 3 flex option.
People are wanting to know Chuba Hubbard or Ty Chandler.
Oh, I would definitely go Ty Chandler.
Okay.
Miles Sanders was 10 for 74 last week.
He had one giant run.
Hey, man, that's one more than he had all year.
I get it.
Drake London. had a huge week last week. The matchup is not good because, well, the Panthers, they give it up on the ground. It could be a Bijan game. One of the challenges with the Falcons is how do you react to the occasional good game by their pass catchers? Because they slow the game down. They run it down your throat. They're going to play good defense against Bryce Young. I find it risky.
Yeah, me too.
But I also find it hard not to just play him.
Yeah, I mean, there are certainly options. You know, your opponent had Jacoby Myers in his lineup last week. I'd play Drake London over Jacoby Myers. Results might not go, you know.
You would have.
I would have.
What about, let's go Rashee Rice.
I would play Rashee Rice.
Jaden Reed. Okay, and then we'll go with, a harder one. We'll go Calvin Ridley against the Baltimore Ravens.
I think that's where I would go Drake London.
Okay.
Do you feel like Drake London has a back-to-back performance in store, Mike?
I'm guessing when Drake London's going to have his big games is nearly impossible.
He's
great. He's a great player.
I wanted to see what his price was in DraftKings. He's directly priced next to Gabe Davis, and couldn't be a more perfect tandem inside of the.
Hey, Drake London doesn't do zeros.
No.
That's true. He had 1.3 points 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
That ain't no goose.
He did have a zero in week one. I forgot.
Oh, yeah. He started the season.
Drake London does do zeros.
Zero.
Last week wasn't as bad for Adam Thielen as it has been. In fact, last week he was 5 for 74. Is he the one you'd play? Between him and Mingo, if you had to start a wide receiver?
Mingo is getting the targets.
I would start Adam Thielen over Mingo. Obviously, the targets in the future are Mingo, not Thielen. But Mingo has yet to prove he can do anything with the targets. He's not been good on a full season basis.
He was wide open for a touchdown last week. And part of him not being good is his quarterback is not good.
Yeah. Adam Thielen is usually a little bit closer to the line of scrimmage where Bryce Young can hit him. But I don't want to play either.
Is Thielen I'm just going to play him no matter what? Or
no,
am I looking at your options?
No. Thielen is
what about
not
Dobbs?
Locked in.
What about Romeo Dobbs?
I would play Dobbs or Reed over Adam Thielen.
Yeah, I would too.
Kyle Pitts had the most snaps of the year last week. He scored. I don't want to play him.
I don't blame you. The passing game here is not one that you want. I know that they had Pitts had a good game. London had a good game. But against the Carolina Panthers,
this is
a team where you run the ball on them. You're every team that faces them just ends up by the end of the game running and not throwing much. So that includes Kyle Pitts. That includes Drake London. Bijan is a smash start.
Yes,
should be great, but the pass catching options, you got to just look at your lineup and probably pivot to others.
That'll be it for this matchup. 34-point over under 33.5. Not an exciting one.
Breaking news.
Just an update for you. Tyreek Hill did not practice again today, so he has missed practice all three games this week. He is 458 yards away from 2,000.
Do you think he plays?
He's listed as questionable, so not listed as doubtful.
I imagine he'll suit up. I'm about 60-40 on him playing still because he plays through injury. He's 458 yards away from 2,000. Here's the problem, though. If the backbone of your team is Tyreek Hill, it could be a tough week. Him playing does not guarantee that Tyreek Hill has a humongous week against the Jets. The Jets are the best team against opposing wide receivers. And he could leave injured if his ankle bothered him again. So I think he suits up, but you better have a plan is what I'm saying. You better be ready with somebody else if he doesn't go because we...
What about Tua?
Tua, I'm not starting.
You just bail out?
Tua is straight up a bench for me.
He was before you even thought Achane or...
That's right. I mean, Tua didn't score 10 fantasy points against the Jets a little while ago. The Jets don't give up a lot to quarterbacks. If you look at Tua's game log, yeah, he's got a lot of really big, awesome performances. But he has just as many really bad, awful performances, even in games where they win, but the touchdowns come on the ground.
I think Tyreek will play, and I don't think Achane will. That's my current opinion.
That is where I stand as well.
We'll see if Achane practices today. And like I said, if you haven't done it before, if you go to jointhefoot.com and you're a supporter of the show, you get access to the injury blitz. So Matthew Betts is going to have all that analysis, our injury expert. So go check that out. Washington 4-9, Rams 6-7, DraftKings Sportsbook line Los Angeles -6.5. The over under is 50.
Here's a game we like.
Rams offense 31, 36, 37 points the last 3 weeks.
Even against good defenses like Baltimore last week, the Commanders defense is collapsing. They've fallen apart after, I mean, purposely. They
collapsed.
Yes, thank you.
Like the building is down.
Yeah, you can just walk right where it used to be. The Rams, there's no piece that you don't want.
Correct.
I mean, Kyren is obviously in. Andy, you said you think he's going to be the running back one on the week. You forgot Christian McCaffrey plays Arizona, but I understand what you're saying. Cooper Kupp is in. Puka is absolutely in. Stafford, I'd start over anyone that isn't just clear and obvious that got you to the playoffs because they are one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Lamar.
Wow.
I think I would rather play Stafford.
Lamar.
I'm not living the 1 week Lamar. I'm not doing the Gabe Davis thing you were talking about where I only look at the film from last week. I'm going 3-year window for or 3-week window for Lamar.
And when I was bringing up Tua and how he's had amazing performances but really bad performances, even in victories, that's Lamar came to mind. Lamar has the ability to score 45, but Lamar has the ability to score 12.5 because they just rush touchdowns in.
Got one more for you. Brock Purdy.
I'll play Purdy.
Yeah, Purdy against the Cardinals. He's been on fire. Right now he's my quarterback 3, so I'm going to have him ahead.
Yeah, Kyren, Stafford, Cooper, Puka, and then let's not mess around with tight ends there. Higby could be back. He could be sharing time.
And just if you are desperate, Tutu Atwell did not practice, or he was limited, so you have to pay attention to it. But DeMarcus Robinson is the prime benefactor if Tutu misses. He had 10 targets last week. It's not a absolute must play, but you could be in a situation where you're looking for somebody and there's going to be points in this game.
Yeah, I also think on the other side of the ball, it is dicey. You are not going to have a clear and easy time playing Terry McLaurin or Jahan Dotson. But in the game makeup like this, where you know Sam Howell's probably going to throw the ball 45 times, and yes, they could all go to Curtis Samuel and Logan Thomas and just not what you want, but we're taking dart throws around the league. This is the game environment. I would still be willing to take a dart throw on Terry McLaurin. He's I'm not going like, oh, you have to start him, but you're looking at who could have a big game. Terry could absolutely in this game have a big game.
I'd play Samuel over him, though.
I think Samuel has a much higher floor, more reliable targets than Terry.
I don't think McLaurin's got a ceiling either. I mean, he hasn't had one all year long.
Yeah, I still think he does, just based on talent and career and game environment.
Yeah, it's been bad. I'm not playing Terry McLaurin. The Rams are playing for everything. They're at home. They're heavily favored. I'm personally not. I understand. McLaurin has a pedigree and a resume that puts him on the table, so he could have a big game, no question. It's possible. Certain players it's not possible for. So, Mike, you mentioned Logan Thomas is your start of the week because of opportunity. I'm nervous about 100% of the Commanders.
Yeah, for sure.
A high over or under, I think any moment any of those players could ruin your week.
I'm not nervous about Sam Howell. Sam Howell, to me, is pretty much a locked-in starter. He is, even in games where he's been bad, he's not always great. But for fantasy purposes?
I don't know, man. Well, I don't know. He's not. I mean, you make the same argument with Patrick Mahomes with him. He hasn't been over 20 points one time in the last 5 weeks. So he's not going to completely destroy you, but, you know, he's got a floor too. I don't want to play him.
The last 6 weeks, he has not finished lower than the quarterback 10. He's been a top 10 quarterback for a month and a half.
That's not good enough.
Okie dokie. I mean, that's fine. I am fine starting Sam Howell. I think that he's just going to throw too much to completely fail, to be someone that goes out there and has 12 fantasy points and ruins you.
Joe Flacco, Sam Howell, Mike.
I'd go Howell.
All right.
And then it's a slight update, not definitive, but Robinson not spotted at the media portion of practice. That does, as we've learned, that does not mean they will not practice, but Gibson's dart throw running back. Gibson's been a top 24 running back 3 of the last 4 games.
The complicated part with injuries, you know, dealing with Tyreek and Achane and those guys, is you got three Saturday games.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you don't get the luxury of, I mean, they're the morning game the on Sunday, but you don't get the luxury of, like, knowing more information. As far as we know, both guys are going to be questionable, Achane and Tyreek. And then you have three decisions to make on Saturday. So, I mean, you're probably holding out for the upside of those two guys, but it's a tough matchup, too. So that's a hard part of this week.
The latest update we have here is from Barry Jackson on Twitter. Said McDaniel said DeShone Elliott is in protocol and is out. Rob Hunt is out. Everyone else will practice except Tyreek. So it's not spelled out exactly that Achane's practicing, but it is implied.
That'd be great.
Yep, we'll find out more. 49ers are 10-3. They take on the 3-10 Cardinals in Arizona. The DraftKings Sportsbook line, San Francisco, -12. The over-under is 48. San Francisco, you just play everybody.
Yeah.
That is correct.
And I do mean that. I mean everybody. Arizona's defense is dead last in completion percentage allowed. It should be a carve-up fest for Brock Purdy. You just can't stop the weapons with this Cardinal personnel group.
Yeah, and even like George Kittle, the matchup looks kind of poor against the Cardinals, but he's able to do things that others aren't. George Kittle, Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel, and Christian McCaffrey and Brock Purdy, they're all in every single lineup that has him on the roster. Now let's talk Cardinals.
Yeah, I have a tough time with the Cardinals this week because, you know, it's a brutal matchup. They do play better at home. You have a tough call, I think, with James Conner because – what we have seen, you know, we had a good revenge game against Pittsburgh. They were up the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
He ran the ball. He scored touchdowns. The opportunities are what I'm worried about. If this game gets out of hand really quickly, do we get the, you know, six total opportunities that we got from James Conner a couple weeks ago? Like,
right.
The platforms are projecting Conner for a bunch of points, and I'm just nervous about where we're headed. Like, it's hard to sit down a running back that put two touchdowns and 25 fantasy points up a week ago to finish as the RB5 or before the bye, you know, 100 yards on the ground. But I'm having a hard time. Like, I have Amari Cooper in my lineup over James Conner.
Ty Chandler or
that's a really
James
good
Conner.
Question.
Because you,
Andy
Chandler, Chandler could still be there.
I find myself wanting to say Ty Chandler.
I'd go Chandler.
I have in the Mega Bowl where my lineup this week. Currently, I have Najee Harris in over James Conner. James Conner's on my bench. He will only go in if Devon Achane does not play. So I echo what you see in a game that you look like you're going to be losing and losing big and probably losing quickly. That does not project to be where you want to start James Conner.
Yeah,
you can start James Conner.
Yeah, it's just a hard one because like. I don't know. Last week, the Seattle kind of made a game of it for the first half of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Kyler, we don't know if he all have Hollywood. He does have Trey McBride. Probably has Michael Wilson back. James Conner, you know, can get the ball. Like, they could definitely put up 14 points, you know, 17 points in this game. And those guys could be the ones that contribute. It's just.
I mean, they're projected. Their team implied total from DraftKings Sportsbook is 18 points. So there should be some value to be had here on the Cardinals side.
A real Easton stick situation.
Yeah, as they play catch up. Kyler is one of those guys that
I just don't want to go too extreme is what I'm saying. I'm worried about like we know how the outcome's going to be so we just bench everybody on Arizona.
No, I don't think you have to bench everybody. I don't have the gumption to start Hollywood Brown because of his injury and his stretch run of being bad. I'm going to keep my eyes on him. I don't think there's a pass catcher I can reliably start outside of Trey McBride. James Conner is just on that bubble of, well, who do you have? You can start him and you can bench him. And Kyler is probably
James
in.
Conner and Devin Singletary.
I would go Conner there.
Okay. Asking for a friend. No way you play Hollywood even if he's active.
I don't think so.
Trey McBride you do play because yes. He's going to get everything. Dallas is 10-3. They take on the 7-6 Buffalo Bills. The DraftKings Sportsbook line, Buffalo, -2 at home. I asked you both that line early in the week. Both of you expected the Cowboys to be favored.
Yeah. that is surprise. The Cowboys have been obviously on a roll. The Bills have looked at times very, very dysfunctional. Their defense is not what it was to start the year due to injuries. Their offense has been struggling. I know they just beat the Kansas City Chiefs. That's great. They are at home. So, you know, I'm not like blown away, but my expectation was that these Cowboys, who are the hottest team in the – I mean, the Cowboys and the Niners, those two teams just seem like destined to play each other in some really important playoff game. They're on fire. And so I would have expected the Cowboys to be favored.
Is this forecast news?
Is this a bad weather game?
Well,
I've heard there's a big storm. Yeah, they're saying this weekend
there could be 31 mile an hour wind gusts with a chance of rain at 80% and a high near 50. I when I saw the schedule for Dak Prescott the rest of the year and Buffalo was on it, I'm happy with that. For a chance of a big game, the over under is 50.5. So let's leave it there. That's a good sign.
What I'm seeing from Roto Grinders right now is 10 to 15 mile an hour winds, but dry with mild temps, no major impact.
Yeah, I read this is the forecast from the National Weather Service 2 hours ago. So we'll have to pay attention to any evolving weather. It's not going to really – I mean, I guess your core players. Dak, CeeDee, they're in. Allen, Diggs, they're in. Pollard, James Cook, they're in. Gabe Davis, I'd rather be dead. Like, literally, I'd rather you put me down than put him in my lineup.
You know what that means.
That's perfect, right? Dallas plus the wind, that's a Gabe Davis game. No, I'm not doing it. Are you guys doing that in any circumstance whatsoever?
No.
Okay.
No.
I mean, Jake Ferguson. Last week, little disappointing. Dalton Kincaid dealing with an injury. Dawson Knox is back. Are you trying to actively find an option other than Dalton Kincaid? Because it's a high over-under. They're going to need to throw the football.
I'm not actively trying to. The Cowboys' defense is very good, but on the course of the season, when you adjust for schedule, the tight end, they've given up a lot of – points to. They're 26th against tight end. It's not a scary matchup. The fact that Dawson Knox came back and Dalton Kincaid was still as involved as he was, he's a talented player. You know, are there other guys I would start over him that you could have on your roster? Sure. Like, I think right now you'd probably want to stay in the flames with Njoku, but I'm not actively looking like, oh, should I? I'm so worried about Kincaid.
You're not looking
at Pat Freiermuth.
Not going Otten.
Right, Kate Otten. Like, I still think Kincaid is a fine play. He's not the best play, but he's okay.
The Ravens at 10-3 take on the 8-5 Jacksonville Jaguars. DraftKings Sportsbook line, Baltimore -3. The over-under is 42.5. Baltimore in control of the number one seed in the AFC. Big blow-up game for Lamar last week. You know, Gus Edwards, Keaton Mitchell at running back. That feels like a tough decision for fantasy players right now, so let's start there. Gus only played 28% of snaps. Baltimore's favored here. They are traveling on the road. We know Gus has benefited from these games where he ends up directly adjacent to the goal line. That hasn't happened in a little while. He had a four-week stretch where he scored 8 touchdowns. The last 2 weeks, nothing. No touchdowns, low snap counts, 4 fantasy points, 1 fantasy point. It's like an all or nothing situation.
Yeah, it is. If I have to pick between the two of them, I will take Keaton Mitchell. It's not to say Gus Edwards is a full bench, desperate times, but it is really, you're hoping someone gets dragged down at the 5 or there's a PI in the end zone.
Yeah.
That's your path through. And then you're hoping that the read option goes to Gus Edwards. So there's a lot of hope, but the upside is a multi-touchdown game on like 5 touches.
Zay Flowers, 3 games without Mark Andrews. Yeah. Done exactly what he did without Mark Andrews at the beginning of the year. 9 receptions, 5 receptions, 6 receptions, wide receiver 20, wide receiver 3, wide receiver 6.
He likes to save it for the end of the game.
Yeah, I was going to say this last week.
Yeah, he was goosing.
He was not good for the majority of the game. At that point, he had, you know, 5 receptions for nothing. But then there was a big third and long at the end of the game where he got a good-sized touchdown pass, and all of a sudden his fantasy output was great. The targets were there, but I don't just see the 3-game sample size without Mark Andrews as a guarantee. Like, I would rather start Odell Beckham over Zay Flowers personally.
Wow, I am definitely on the Zay Flowers side.
I think I'm on the flower side, but Beckham is a very good play.
Beckham, the only thing that's a little bit worth noting to me, because I you know, he sat on our waiver wire. Mm-hmm. Like nobody signed him until it was like the last guy for no fab. The problem with Beckham is that you are extraordinarily dependent on a big play. He doesn't play a lot of snaps. You know, even last week when he had a good game, 53% of snaps. The week before, 32%. You know, you talked about his performances off the injury report. That didn't translate to more snaps. And his reception high on the year is 5. And he hasn't done that since week 9. So to me, I feel more nervous about Beckham than I do Flowers, and that's why I go Flowers. But
Flowers' floor is definitely higher. The targets are near the line of scrimmage, a lot of screen, a lot of manufactured touches that aren't coming for Odell Beckham. But Odell Beckham actually looked good for the first time in a while last week coming off the bye. Physically looked good, and his targets are more valuable. You're right. That means that there's a lower floor. If he doesn't connect on some of those big plays, then you're kind of out of luck. But the Jacksonville Jaguars secondary, I feel like that, you know, they've been really, really susceptible. They're 29th against wide receivers. They do give up big plays, and that's where I see, like, if there's a big play here,
it's going Beckham's way in your mind?
I think it's going Beckham's way.
All right.
But,
and then,
but both are good plays. Like, I like both players.
Isaiah Likely?
Yep.
Put him in there?
I think so.
Yep. I agree.
ETN is in. Evan Ingram's been on fire. You play him tight end for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Get him in your lineup. But I'm not messing with – like, the Trevor Lawrence decision for people is brutal this week.
I don't want to start Trevor Lawrence.
You'd start Howell?
I would start Howell.
Kyler?
I would start Kyler. We still don't know.
Easton Stick?
In hindsight,
can I get those three tutties?
If I can guarantee that garbage time performance from Easton Stick, I would do that. Look, last week it turned out better than you thought for Trevor Lawrence by the end of the game. He didn't look completely himself. His passes were off target a lot, and I don't know if that's just, you know, you don't have the base with the high ankle sprain that you're currently actively playing with. They threw the ball so much. He threw 50 times that he ended up okay. You know, he wasn't great for fantasy, but he was okay. And against the Baltimore Ravens defense, despite what Matthew Stafford did with Trevor Lawrence's ankle, I'm scared of him, and I'm scared of the deeper targets. Like Zay Jones, Calvin Ridley, you can start them. They could have a good game, but I'm not confident in those down-the-field players against the Ravens, whereas Evan Ingram, near the line of scrimmage, I'm much more confident in.
Monday Night Football is the 10-3 Eagles against the 6-7 Seattle Seahawks. DraftKings Sportsbook line, Philly -3 on the road. The over-under is 48.5. I don't see the stat here in our doc, but I believe the Eagles have lost like 7 straight games to Seattle. Can you double-check that? Kyle, do you know that offhand?
I don't. I'll check.
I believe that's what I saw. If you find it, let me know. So, you know, they're favored. They're coming off a difficult loss. The Seahawks defense over the last 6 weeks has been atrocious. Matchups for them have been tough. They're definitely in a gauntlet stage. They played San Francisco 2 of those last 3 games, right? I mean, that's been a tough ask of a young defense. Yeah, they played San Francisco in week 12, San Francisco in week 14 with, Dallas in between.
Nice.
And the Rams before. So now you get Philly to make it a nice 5-pack of brutal matchups, and you're going to probably lose this football game.
Yeah,
this
will help.
Yeah, Seattle's won 7 straight and 9 of 10 against the Eagles beginning in 2005. So that's wild. I the last Eagles win is 2008 against the Seahawks. That's wild. They have not beat the Seahawks in 15 years.
I think they're about to.
Yeah, I would imagine they are. The problem is that, like, every time I think Seattle is fully outmatched, I'm generally impressed with Pete Carroll and their performance at home. Like, even the Dallas game that got out of hand. It's like the Dallas game got out of hand and the San Francisco game did, but then they start strong and, mm-hmm. like, you know, people wanted to bench DK Metcalf. He's my start of the week. Like, I think Metcalf is a lock.
Yeah, wide receivers are, I think, are easy.
All 3 of them, yeah.
Yes. Where it's difficult is Kenneth Walker. What do you do? As they're back, Pete Carroll had said after the game, both running backs made it out unscathed, as in they didn't re-injure themselves. Walker, 56% of the snaps, 13 opportunities. He was dreadful on the ground.
Play and pray.
He got it done through the air. I will give you, you know, just the personal anecdote for me. Against Brooks, I am playing Ty Chandler over Kenneth Walker.
In my playoff matchup.
I don't blame you for that. Let's go through some names. How about James Conner? Would you rather play James Conner?
I'd probably play Conner because he's more isolated in that role.
That's exactly how I feel. We'd play Zeke?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. What about Gibson, though?
Antonio Gibson, should Brian That's Robinson be tough. Out?
Like, Antonio Gibson's a lot tougher for me in the like, he's not going to do anything on the ground. So then it's like you're betting on the passing game opportunities.
Which he should. I know Walker got.
Oh, my gosh. He fumbled again last time.
Gibson?
Yeah.
Well, that's his favorite.
I know, but it's just like, you know how it is with Antonio Gibson. Every time you think he's lined up for success.
Yeah. I think I would go Kenneth Walker there. The one guy that I think I would play over, and I believe I'm much higher on this player than you two just based on. Not that you're low.
Let's hear it.
But I think I'm a little bit more bullish is Jerick McKinnon. Is that in consideration for you guys?
No, not at all.
I'd go Walker.
Okay. I think Jerick McKinnon has a big game.
Well, he did last year at this time. That's for sure. It's tough. I mean, Geno Smith is a spot start if he's back, which he could be.
Yeah, it's really scary to play a player off the groin injury, you know, playing through injuries, but the matchup is perfect. I mean, if you're struggling for, you know, like if Mahomes or Geno, that this matchup is perfect at home against the 32nd ranked Eagles who are going to score and don't have a secondary that can stop you.
It's Monday night, though. So
I know, that's the problem.
Like, we might get news tomorrow that we're going to let Geno warm up on Monday, and then we'll make the call. I think Geno's going to play, but you have that risk.
Jalen Hurts.
And then you're playing Drew Lock.
Yeah, you would have to have Drew Lock as your pivot.
The question marks on the Philly side are Swift and Goddard. The last 3 weeks for DeAndre Swift have been bad.
Yes.
Running back 27, 40, and 40. Kenneth Gainwell's snaps have gone up. He is not producing, but they have gone up. You don't get the opportunity to run the football if you're on the one, ever, for DeAndre Swift. And it's been a rough stretch. If you go back to week 7, you had a couple nice games and then mostly a little bit underwhelming to bad. So where's your confidence level with Swift at this stage of the season? And, you know, DeAndre Swift or James Conner, for an example, right there?
I think I'm going to go DeAndre Swift. So, I mean, the 3 weeks ago against Buffalo, he was 14 for 80. You didn't get the fantasy points you were hoping for, but he wasn't bad on the ground. Then he had to play San Francisco and Dallas, which the whole Eagles team struggled. They scored 19 points and then 13 points. So I think that that's more of the reason of what happened to DeAndre Swift instead of him, like, turning into a pumpkin. So I would still be okay playing him.
The Seattle matchup is really good for running backs. That's kind of why I lean towards him.
Like Swift or Walker, same game.
Yeah, I would go Swift because of the matchup. But it is worth paying attention to. I mean, the last 3 weeks, he's been at 52% snaps. Before that, he was at 61% of snaps. He was getting 46% of rushing back carries. Now he's getting 42%.
Rushing back?
Running back. Running back. Rushing
attempt carries. I like that.
Rushing back carries. He was getting 12% of the targets from the backfield. Now he's getting 7% over the stretch. So
over
those last 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think that's the game script. Like, if they're losing and trying to catch up, then they're going to go to Gainwell.
It is. Yeah, that's very true. In this game, I mean, that's a tight line.
I was surprised.
Oh, baby.
Andy's almost upset of the week.
No, I've got the confidence.
Wow.
They need to win this game. Pete Carroll wins the must win.
Unbelievable.
Well, your mind is blown.
Their next three matchups.
Plus, the Eagles only have a rushing back. They don't have any running backs. That is the desired, necessary reaction from Jason to get this right.
Every time that you blow my mind and I think you're crazy.
Nullified if it's no Geno.
You win every time.
Nullified. I'm okay. Vetoing the almost upset without
Geno.
Without Geno. It's funny. This is the time of year in playoffs where you're making these start-sit decisions, but half of it could be made like this, Mike. Your opponent, they're starting a running back, and who are you more afraid to face, Kenneth Walker or DeAndre Swift?
Yes, think about it like that.
Swift.
Yeah, I'd be more afraid to play Swift too. Yeah. So, all right, it is time.
Fantasy Face-Off, presented by DraftKings.
Well, 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 Mike, you must have been pretty pretty happy to be done with your streak.
I don't know that the Quattro's ever been done.
I don't think so.
We'll have to do something real special.
Yeah. I lost, so I get to spin the wheel.
Wheel of Shame.
All right, spin the wheel. I thought I'd never spin it again. I thought it was over.
That's really what we all think.
And
Sharknado.
Pizza Face. Dobby Lobby? Is that what it says?
Yeah, it is what
Dobby
it says.
Lobby. Dobby Lobby.
What is Dobby Lobby?
It's Dobby.
Oh, it's nerd stuff.
It's nerd stuff. It's Harry Potter's Dobby.
What's that?
There he is.
Wait, that's it?
That's it. He's a house elf today.
It doesn't even fit.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I can see nothing.
I've never had to see zero.
I think there's slits under the eyes that you can.
Oh, I see him peeking out now. Yeah, there he is.
But I want a Dobby voice.
Dobby, what does Dobby's voice sound like? Give me an example.
Yeah,
give
nerd.
Me the
no, I'm not.
Give
no,
me the
this
phrase.
Does it sound like Andy's
Harry
about to tell
Potter.
Us. There you go. Whatever you think it is, it is.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I can barely breathe. Barely.
The All ears right. are great.
My quarterback, Matthew Stafford, 6,000.
Yep. Jay?
My quarterback, Matthew Stafford, 6,000.
I figured everyone was going Stafford, so I pivoted.
Really?
I am going Jordan Love at 6,200.
Wow, more expensive.
Yeah.
He was in my lineup first this week.
I felt very strong you guys would go that way, so I was trying to keep...
Kobe.
I was trying to get some difference there.
Okay, all right. And you did.
Running backs, Kyren Williams, 7,500.
Yeah,
I figured you'd have him.
Bijan Robinson, 6,800.
Okay.
I made a second lineup this morning, and those were the two running backs, but that is not the one I'm going with today. I'm going with one I made Tuesday morning, which is what you always want to do.
A Tuesday lineup?
A Tuesday early morning lineup. Oh, that's freaky looking. I've got Jerick McKinnon. I've got Jerick McKinnon at 5,100.
Wow.
I think he has a decent game.
I should have known.
And Christian McCaffrey at 9,300 against the Arizona Cardinals.
Well, shoot. Christian McCaffrey and Kyren Williams.
Ooh, that's a monster.
We are putting all the chips on the running backs.
I thought about that lineup to start the week. It was just took too much away from everything else.
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out.
I guess we'll find out what it took away.
My wide receivers, Puka Nacua, 7,300. Yeah. Chose him over Cooper Kupp. Washington gives up deep balls. Puka, I think, is going to be a big benefit.
And Puka's a bit cheaper than Cooper Kupp.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
What?
Yeah, no, don't worry about it. Yeah, Puka is that.
Yeah, he is.
Don't worry
about it. Did I not say cheaper?
No, you said cheaper.
You said
the word.
You said bit before, and it came across.
Little bit.
Yeah, little.
Little bit.
A little bit cheaper.
I see there could be a run on words there.
Yes. It was very good because that's all I heard.
Puka Nacua, 7,300. Drake London.
What?
Wow.
5,400. He's the best at that price to me for a PPR value.
A week too late.
And.
Yeah.
Treylon Burks for 3,000.
What?
He's 3,000. The matchup of Houston's great. Jason's start of the week is DeAndre Hopkins. There's not a lot of good 3,000 options. I went with him over the Toure Malik Heath 3,000 option.
All right.
Interesting.
It is over 1,000 degrees inside of this one.
Okay, so I have I actually didn't stack with Cooper Kupp or a little bit
riding dirty.
Cheap Puka Nacua. I went with CeeDee Lamb. I wanted him in my lineup because if I can get Christian McCaffrey and CeeDee Lamb.
Let's go weather.
Yeah, you're hoping for bad weather. I've also got my start of the week, DeAndre Hopkins at 6,200. and Jaden Reed at 4,900, which I assume, Mike, you have to have if you've got.
Of course. I have Jaden Reed at 4,900. I also have Puka Nacua at 7,300.
Okay.
And then I have Rashee Rice against the Patriots at 6,100.
Well, I was able to save some money along the way, so I like my final three options here.
Oh, I don't like mine.
My tight, yeah, well, Christian McCaffrey says what? David Njoku is my tight end at 4,700. My flex, discount CMC Rashad White.
Oh,
at 7,000.
7,000, okay.
And my, which is more expensive than Bijan this week. And then my defense is what I thought the, it's New England. It's 2,300 New England.
Okay,
I don't love it. Yeah.
I have for my final three.
I'm going to expire.
I have.
I've never been this hot.
I've got Tucker Kraft sitting down at 3,000 Green Bay Packers rookie tight end. I have a stack with Stafford of DeMarcus Robinson.
All right.
Sitting down at 3,600. And I have the Jets defense going to Miami at 2,500.
Well, we have That's a lot of overlap.
What's that?
That's a scary one.
The Jets?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
the Jets defense going to Miami?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I have the Jets defense as well, just in case there's a hobbled Tyreek.
So our defenses are facing the Chiefs and the Dolphins.
Correct.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
like you
that's
want.
That's pretty good. I went with the super stack, so I have Tucker Kraft at 3,000. It's kind of backed into it with my finances. And then my flex, Lynn Bowden Jr. at 3,100 with the chance that Chris Olave misses and also with no cash left over. That was Fantasy Faceoff presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code BALLERS to get $150 in bonus bets instantly when you place a $5 bet on any football game. That's code BALLERS only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
I'm going to tell you right now, I will pay you both $100 if I don't win this week in Fantasy Faceoff.
Okay,
really?
After going through this, I feel 100% confident my lineup will win.
Okay.
All right, great.
So I accept that one-way deal.
It's not a bet. It's just literally I'm offering you each $100 if you can beat me this week.
Oh, that's great. Because if you add your victories with Mike's victories together this year, they don't equal mine yet. So
this week is what I'm betting on.
All right.
So I will real quick, the final note here. Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel, Tyreek Hill will be pregame, not practicing all week.
They'll decide pregame.
And the quote is, could he play? He's confident. And then I have the support of the medical guys that he can go be himself. So pregame.
That's
like
a problem.
Game time decision. Go Jets defense.
Yeah.
Wow. What is this other quote that Brooks, you shared this in upcoming about? Is that from him as well?
Yeah, both from this morning, looks like.
Does it so?
You guys, I can't talk.
What do we got, Brooks? Summarize it for us.
I was just saying, in theory, he would have been able to practice if he didn't have the standard that he has. They're just working on getting him as healthy as possible.
Okay, perfect. Well, maybe he plays. All right, hit the outro, Andy. That's going to do it for the week, everyone. Thank you for joining the podcast. Good luck this weekend. Sunday Live, check it out. Until then, goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Join our fantasy football community on jointhefoot.com and follow us on Twitter @TheFFBallers.